I'm Marissa Melton. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats on Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. The House resolution passed 240 to 187, said Trump's comments, quote, have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for the chamber to unite in expressing its disapproval.
And there's no excuse for any response to those words but a swift and strong, unified condemnation. Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
The majority of Republicans rejected the resolution. One congressman said it does a disservice to the nation. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from the Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remained on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked in the Gulf of Guinea. The International Maritime Bureau says the Gulf of Guinea is home to 73% of the world's kidnappings at sea. U.S. authorities said Tuesday they've arrested former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian warrant for corruption charges. He denies the charges. U.S. Marshals arrested Toledo in California. He was a visiting scholar at Stanford University. Prosecutors accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway between Peru and Brazil. Toledo denies the charges. He was Peru's president from 2001 to 2006. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man, in 2014. Here's Richard Donahue, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
We determined that there was insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo acted in willful violation of federal law.
Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, said she was disappointed by the decision.
5 years ago, my son said, I can't breathe 11 times. And today we can't breathe. Because they have let us down.
Garner died while New York police officers were attempting to arrest him for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. His words, I can't breathe, uttered during the struggle with police, have become a rallying cry for activists protesting his death. North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. North Korea's foreign ministry says the exercise violates an agreement reached last year by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is affecting more children than normal. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 2,500 cases of Ebola in eastern Congo, including nearly 1,670 deaths. The UN Children's Fund says about 750 of those cases are children. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says children under age 5 are especially hard hit.
The case fatality ratio, or the number of cases who die among this group of under 5s, is 77%. That's compared with 67% among the general population.
She says children who are separated from their parents or orphaned from Ebola need longer-term psychosocial care and support to help them get over their loss. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Children's Fund says kids represent nearly one-third of current total cases, compared to about 20% in previous outbreaks. John Paul Stevens, who served on the Supreme Court for nearly 35 years and became its leading liberal, has died. He was 99. Stevens' contributions include rulings on abortion rights, protecting consumers, and placing limits on the death penalty. He led the High Court's decision to allow terrorism suspects held at Guantanamo Bay to plead for their freedom in U.S. courts. He retired in June 2010 at age 90. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.